Dove, Sheldon?
Good afternoon, this is Sheldon.
Yeah, hey Karen, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm multitasking and then I'm returning your phone call and then thank God now a nice person picked up the phone. There's always something. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Oh
because
boy.
we actually have the main reception sometimes is also transferred to specific like phones, not like landlines, but phones as well. So they don't have an option to transfer over the call. Sometimes if they pick up, they're unable to transfer, and they just tell you like you have to either like call back, or like the other person will call you back. So when I was calling you back, the phone directly went to voicemail. So I guess you have your do not disturb on.
Yeah, because I'm still having a lot of fraud issues.
What? You still have a lot of
Big
fraud
time.
issues?
Yes, with fraud, when I tell you.
What
I don't
kind
know
of?
why it's gonna. It looks like somebody's using my social to a lot of places to get merchandises or checks or whatever it is. If it's not my social, it's my address. The only thing is that they don't mention Sunnyside, they put Long Island City. That's the two options that I have so far, and I'm putting everything like frozen, like they suggested for me to do. So that's what I'm doing, because a lot of people want to like get credit cards because of the time of the holidays and everything. So that's what they're doing right now.
I see. So that is a concern. Yeah, that is a problem, definitely. Did you recently share your social transfer?
No, but I was looking at, Experian and the other the three bureau the three bureau sections that they gave you and everything, who's doing this and who's doing that, and then that's how I found out a couple of new stuff today.
I see.
So I'm over here like, wow, man. Do I need this? No, because I'm in bed rest and I can't do nothing. Literally, I'm like, what
So I
the
have a
hell,
question. I have a question. Are you sure somebody's actually using your SSN fraud?
Well, when I opened it up, it showed that somebody tried to apply JCPenney's. And then because they couldn't verify my address or couldn't verify my right information, it shows there that it got stuck. So they can't proceed.
I see.
Yeah. So that's a plus for me.
Interesting. That is interesting.
So I'm over here like, oh yeah.
By the way,
Yeah.
one more thing I want to talk to you about.
Yes.
Do you remember that you signed up for a book cover?
A book cover.
Way back, you made a payment of $250.
Oh yeah. And then I owe a balance, I believe,
Yes,
for something else.
250.
Yeah. So I don't know when it's not gonna happen, because I haven't started working yet.
Yeah, I just wanted to like have a short conversation on that because I'm trying to hold that off. So,
Okay.
yeah, as long as I can.
Oh, wow. And I'm doing as much as I can on this end, at this end, and
You're having a
at
Tesla
the
interview, which
moment.
is why I'm trying to hold off as long as I
Yeah.
can, so there's no problem.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But you
But
already know that if I, as soon as I have anything, I'll let you know.
I
Because right
know.
now, yes.
But because I wanted to keep you in loop of the information, like this has been delayed a lot, so I'm trying to hold it off as long as I can from my end, okay? Because
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
you have already made like the 250 payment. I don't want you to lose any of that in that situation. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I know.
So,
Let me
let's see. Getting back to, I think our last discussion was about your first surgery and your change in eating habits and lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, that was the, I think that's the last thing we spoke about.
Yeah, right now it's supposed to be chapter. Now we already have chapter 5. Right now we're going to talk about the next chapter 6, which is chapter 5 in the old outline, which is the of your third child in 2008. So let's talk from what changed. Well, when you started improving your eating habits and you changed your lifestyle, the aftermath. Let's start from the aftermath, and then let's talk to you the birth of your third child, okay?
Well, we already spoke about my third child.
Yeah.
My third child is Victoria. Yeah.
Yes. So wait, I think we already had enough conversation for chapter 5. So I think we now need to talk about chapter 6, which would be birth of your fourth child and the carpal tunnel surgery 2010. So let's work towards there. Birth of your fourth child, how did you cater to everything after Victoria was born? Let's start from there.
Okay. While Victoria was born and everything, I was having a lot of, how can I say? A lot of conflicts between her dad and my second son. So what I mean with that is that
the one that was born in
Victoria, the one that was born 1993, Sean. Yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
I can't remember names.
No, it's okay. So Sean and him were having conflict issues, verbal and physically.
Why?
So during that process, everybody knew I was going to have a boy. That's when I was already pregnant from my fourth child. And there was no communication between Sean and Victoria's dad.
Mm-hmm.
So there was always
accept him as a father figure, right?
Exactly. It was like he wasn't hearing it. He wasn't tolerating any type of restrictions, any type of anything. So he was rebelling.
Mm-hmm.
He was rebelling a lot. So one time, out of the ordinary, I just finished taking a shower. So I came to the room, and I had the door locked and everything, and I was changing. So he was knocking, trying to break down the door from my bedroom because he had forgotten his wallet in the room. So he was trying to force himself inside the room. He couldn't understand or acknowledge that I was changing and that he had to be patient. So when Victoria's dad decided to open the door, they confronted each other. And I thought that Sean hit Anthony, and it was Anthony that hit Sean in the face. So everything escalated. They started fighting. I had Victoria in my hands. She's already like about maybe 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher, my fourth child, he was already in my stomach. I was like around maybe 7-8 months pregnant. And all of a sudden, I was screaming, yelling at them both to stop fighting. Sean body slammed Anthony on top of the air conditioner. I thought he was going to kill him. So he kept on body slamming Victoria's dad on the air conditioner, back and forth. And I tried to, do as much as I can, but because I'm pregnant and I'm carrying Victoria, things escalated outside the apartment. So they started fighting outside. So then my son left out of the house with boxers on. And Victoria's dad went outside. Little did we know that he had a box cutter inside his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean he just went outside with boxers, chasing him. And then all of a sudden, the cops came. And all of a sudden, instead of them arresting Sean, they arrested Anthony.
Because Sean was
requires
a minor.
That. Exactly. So Sean thought everything was funny. Everything was hilarious. He didn't care the drama, the everything that I was going through. And he Victoria's dad ended up being in jail for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost lost Christopher. I had a miscarriage. He was going to come out sooner than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I try to hold on as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was time for me to give birth, moving forward,
mm-hmm.
while I was trying to give birth, the doctor had to put an oxygen mask on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christopher was inside my stomach with the umbilical cord around his neck. So he came out 2 weeks early.
I see.
Yeah.
And what was the whole situation like when Anthony came back to the house? What was the situation at home?
Well, when he came back, I was waiting for him at the house. Let's put it this way, before he came to the house and all of this got fixed, I had to tell the doctor, I had to tell Sean, look, you gotta let the cops know that it was a misunderstanding. You want to drop the case, drop the charges, drop whatever you said and everything, because the baby's gonna be born without a father. So Sean thought that he was doing me a favor. So he left, and ever since then, he wasn't permitted being in the house. Then Anthony came back to the house. Then Christopher was born. And this is the time that they don't associate like that, Sean and Victoria's dad, whatsoever. If they talk, it's like hi and bye.
You
but otherwise...
What about current times? What's the situation now?
The current time is the same thing. Sean doesn't live here. Sean now is 29 years old, and he lives upstate somewhere. But Victoria's dad still lives with me. And we are still living in Queens with my mom.
Okay, and we'll... I see. So, wait, I am trying to get a handle on this. Because I can't recall all the information altogether. You had your first one was a miscarriage, right?
No. Thank God I haven't handled miscarriage. No.
Where's the first one in all of this?
Where's the what?
The first one in all of this. Your first.
He's the one that was born 1992. Man.
Yeah. Where is Manny in all of this?
Well, Manny, at this moment, when all of this was occurring and everything, here in the house, he was not in the house at that time when this happened.
How did he react to all of this?
Oh, he was in shock. He was like, no, he shouldn't be coming to the house anymore. If anything, we'll throw out his stuff outside the window. We don't want him in the house. It's Manny saying all of this.
To who? Like who? Like whose stuff in the house?
Sean's.
Okay, so he wanted his brother to be out of the house.
Yeah.
And after everything settled down, so Sean still didn't. I assume he didn't apologize for anything, and just went ahead like nothing happened. Like it's none of his business or no fault at all.
Let's put it this way. He apologized, but, you know, how can I say it, in a sarcastic way.
Yeah, it's basically not an apology, right? It's just, you know, a...
Exactly. Yeah. That was it. That's what he did. And this is the time that if I'm talking to him on the phone, he says, oh, just tell Anthony I'll say hi. But that's all fake. You know, if we let them in here and everything, it's like they're not going to be social and be responsible, you know, to one another.
And what about now? What, like, nowadays, what is Manny doing? How is Manny holding up?
Oh, Manny now, he's a special ed teacher, bilingual. He has his own apartment, his own stuff, his own lifestyle. So he's doing very good. He's going to be 30. Yes, I'm very happy with him because he's going to be 30, November 14th.
It seems like a responsible one in all of the bunch.
Huh?
Manny seems like the responsible one from the bunch.
Oh, yes. Thank God when I tell you. Now he's going for his master's.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, no. Not a master's. Sorry. PhD.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, I am so happy with him. Ugh, so much.
And what
a
about,
blessing from the skies. Yes.
What about the two, Victoria
Sean?
And... Victoria and... Richard? I forgot the last one saying.
Oh, Victoria and Christopher, they're doing very good. Thank God, they're doing very good. They both in junior high. Well, Christopher's in junior high and Victoria's in high school.
That's nice.
Yes, thank God.
So Sean was the only one who... What are your interaction now with Sean? Is it still just a hi and hello?
We get into conversations, you know, like mother and son, but it's like the way we always spoke to each other was more like a pal, like a friend status. He never saw me literally like a mother. He always spoke to me like I'm one of the guys from the one of his homies.
I see.
Yeah.
Man, I assume that's still, aside from Anthony, he doesn't have a problem with anyone else.
No.
I see.
Yeah, it's like they both, they do not get along. It's like Sean doesn't forgive Anthony coming in my life whatsoever. He is never going to acknowledge him. He thinks Anthony is beneath me. I deserve better. He's a lowlife. He thinks the worst of Anthony, when I tell you. There's no respect there whatsoever.
That sucks. And
yeah.
Then after Christopher was born, then comes your carpal tunnel surgery. Let's talk on that.
Oh, hold on, because I'm getting on. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, I have somebody was knocking on the door.
No problem. You can go check
okay.
it. I'm waiting.
Okay. So the carpal tunnel was, hold on, let me check. 2010.
But
yes.
Before that, you have to talk a bit about like how things went when Christopher was born. Like, how did you manage having two young kids at that time? And how did you manage all of that? So because we need to have a flow to the story, right? We need to have a chronological
mm-hmm.
order. We can't just go, okay, my fourth son was born, and then I had a surgery. Like, we have to talk about the year that passed as well in between. So you have to give me some details on that as well.
Okay. All right. Well, then Christopher was born, and I had the Victoria. So I was still going through a lot of ups and downs with Anthony, Sean, Manny during that process. Conflicts, misunderstandings, left and right. So it was very chaotic, but stressful at the same time. And I just had to take it one day at a time.
And how did Anthony help you out in all of this? How was he supportive? Or
Well, we had to apply for food stamps. There was no income coming in, so it's like everything was getting tough and rough in the house. So we had to literally accept any let's see, anything that any family member had to would lend
Any
us
help? Any
or
help?
give us. Exactly, that's the word I'm looking for. Yes. Yeah.
I understand. But
And
what
that's,
does your husband, what
yeah.
does Anthony do now? What did he used to do, and what does he do now? Where is he?
Well, at the
Why?
moment at that time he was working. He was working
As what?
as security and
As
going to
security
school.
guard. Okay.
Yeah.
And what does he do now?
Nothing. Just take Victoria to school, bring her going to school and bring her back to school.
Like you're the one who's running everything these
Yes.
That's tough.
Yes, it is. And that's why it's hard for me to speak about it. Because it's like I'm so good brushing everything off that it's like it's hurtful because just when you talk about it brings me back like memories, anger, and stress.
I understand. I understand. We don't want to talk about it. We won't discuss it. And let's just get back to the
Yeah.
topic about your carpal tunnel surgery. How, like, you managed everything and was doing all the time when you had two kids, and the first one was born. How did Manny
Well,
respond?
Manny was excited when Christopher was born. He was there while I gave birth, but the only thing, when it was time for me to give birth, only Anthony and me could stay in the room and the doctors, the team. So everybody else, like my mom and Manny and my brother and brother and sister and everybody else was waiting for the response in the waiting area. So, yeah. So, when they took Manny out of the emergency room already, Manny saw when they took Christopher out. So he was right there beside the nurse when they brought Christopher to the nursing department. And then that's how he recognized Christopher, because Christopher was born with a beauty mark on his right ankle. And that's how he recognized Chris. So he came running back to me and he was like, "Mommy, mommy, don't worry, don't worry. I recognize my brother. I already know who's my brother and he's fine. He's in the little bed of the babies and I'm happy." And he was thanking me and giving me a lot of hugs and kisses and very happy about everything.
Do you remember Christopher's weight? Like when how healthy he was when he was born?
7 pounds.
7 pounds, and like 7 pounds healthy or 7 pounds weak. Like you understand what I'm talking about, right?
He was just 7 pounds in weight, but height, I'm not too sure.
Ah.
I
But
think
like
it, yeah,
generally
I
was
think it
he
was.
was what was the what did the doctor say? Like it's a healthy baby or
Oh, he was healthy, very
Ah,
healthy. The
that's
only
good.
thing he was 2 weeks. The only thing is that he was
2 weeks early.
four 2 weeks early. Yeah, that's all. But he was healthy, thank God. Everything was going good. He told me make sure that I give him everything that he needs, like his, the milk and all the work.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's cool. That's cool. So,
Yeah, thank God.
now we can move towards the surgery. What happened? How did you find out you required the surgery? And what was the situation? How did it develop?
Okay, while Christopher was born, I was having like problems, like holding stuff with my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like trying to hold stuff and it would fall out of my hand, literally for no reason. And the doctor, yeah, it was like numbness. I didn't feel nothing, and I was just dropping stuff out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told my primary doctor, and he was like, "Karen, we're gonna give you a referral to go see a hand doctor." I said, "Okay, no problem." So I went to see the hand doctor. They did X-rays, AKGs, and all that goody stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, "Karen, we're gonna see what the results come, and then we're gonna take it from there." So the results came back, and I ended up having the surgery when Christopher was like about 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I had to make the decision of having the surgery, because it looks like the reason I was having the numbness and dropping everything and everything was because my hand had carpal tunnel.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the day of the surgery. How did everything go?
Well, I had a brace in my hand. I had to be in recovery at home for like about 2 to 3 months. I had to take a shower with a plastic bag covering my arm, my right arm. I couldn't wet it whatsoever. I had to take a lot of painkillers and a lot of antibiotics. So I was like holding, but then at the same time couldn't hold that much my Christopher at that time, because I'm not lefty, I'm righty. And, so it was very complicated for me. So when it was time for me to feed the baby, at that time I had a lot of assistance from Anthony and my mom. And it was very hard because you feel helpless. That's how I was feeling, very helpless. And then after that, everything, I went to the doctor again, and the doctor said that by me doing what I had to do of following the orders of his request, I came out good, success with the surgery.